got to ask ourselves, like, why do we often, like, resist change?
We have to welcome change if it's for the better.
I know a good amount of people that think, oh, yeah, I gotta change this before I go to church.
Yeah. We need to stick with what the Bible says. We cannot just start adding things to the Bible, adding rules to what it means to be a Christian.
Oh, no, like, oh, yeah, that church, no, they'll pressure you or something. Like,
yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to another day, another way podcast where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. I am Jose.
I am Aaron.
And I'm Fernanda.
There we go. First try, because I'm like that. I'm him. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's going to go on the edit.
Anyway.
Whoa, that got loud.
Good. Pants is a stuffed animal.
There's no
someday. Mark my words. Someday. Anyways.
I'll ask the question.
No.
Okay.
Alright. After this podcast, we have to eat, obviously, because we're big backs. So, where do y'all wanna eat and why? 3, 2, 1, go.
Pan Express.
Who would have guessed?
Because Pan Express.
Why?
Because it's Pan Express.
Okay, next. There's a sushi bar.
Oh.
There's a sushi bar by...
That's how you get worms eating that.
No.
Nasty food.
You can eat cooked shrimp. Cooked...
Salmon.
Yeah.
Cooked fish.
Yeah, cooked sushi and stuff like that. And I want to try it. Okay, that's why. Jose, where do you want to eat?
Kinds.
I'll go to Serrano's. It's a Mexican place.
Why?
Because it's good. The nachos there are so good, and they got pretty good jamaica too. And there's one time I've gone there, they give me...
he's already going on board.
They give me like, hey! They give me...
I was on board for
I'm trying to talk.
Okay, say
They give me regular, like, free refills normally because la raza.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we'll figure it out when we go.
Okay. Perfect. I know where I'm going. I don't know where y'all going. I know where I'm going.
Okay.
Anyways. All right. Are you a fan of change?
I kind of like change. Depends what kind of change.
Loose change.
Yeah. Because then it piles
quarters.
Up. It piles up. And then
be serious.
Like $50.
Anyways, do y'all like change or do y'all not prefer not to have change?
I think it depends. Like for me, I'd be excited if something was changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? Give an example.
Like the routine. Like let's say.
Oh, interesting.
Like right now that we're going to SOAR, it's going to be something different. I would like the change of the routine, mm-hmm. or I would like the change of going somewhere, mm-hmm. meeting new people. Yeah.
Meeting new people is lucky. You got to tell me a little bit. Not gonna lie. I get
that's change.
Mad quiet when I meet new people.
Yeah.
And people have brought it up. Julia has brought it up. Whenever we met, I was real quiet. But there's some people that are just like, outgoing, bro. It's like, oh my goodness, like let other people talk, bro. Like,
I do.
Jeez, like, shut up, bro. Like, when I met Julia, there was this one guy there. Oh my goodness, bro. It's like, bro, Dante and I were just like, they talk way too much.
Well, yeah. You don't like meeting new people because that's change.
I just don't know them. Yeah, so I guess it's change. Yeah.
It is change.
Yeah.
For me, you said routine. Mm-hmm. I do like doing things outside of my routine. It's like random things like hadn't planned it. And the other day I was like, Heather Obed, y'all want to go to the movies with Jacob and I? And like we went. And that was, mm-hmm. I like spontaneous things like that.
No.
When I also like change when I see an injustice being done and I don't stay quiet.
Okay.
Like if I see someone treating other people disrespectfully or just I immediately go and I'm like, okay, this needs to change. We're not going to continue doing this and hurt somebody else. And that's when I like change. I don't like change when it's like I don't know where it's going. Like, I don't know what the end goal is. Like, I can change things about myself if I see, like, this is going to not hurt somebody. This is going to help somebody. Like, stuff like that. But if it's, like, a new job. Like, going from college to not knowing what I was going to do, that was scary. I was uncomfortable of that change and going back to my parents. And then finding this job, I was scared. I was uncomfortable. And then, like, it went from not even being full-time to full-time. It's like, that's another change that I'm like, I don't know where that's going. Stuff like that, you know? Like, that's where change affects me.
Yeah. You hit on that when you feel like you weren't comfortable or something.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Are y'all, like, okay with, like, having change even though it means that you're giving up comfort, you know? Like, let's give an example. We can go radical here. All right, your parents are moving, you know? You have to move schools. Are you going to be okay with that? Like, leaving all your friends and everything, having to set up a whole new life? That happened to us when we moved.
Yeah, I was not okay with it. It affected me so bad that it hurt my relationship with my mom because of how upset I was for that big move. So no, I was not up for it. What about you?
If talking about that same example, no. I mean, at the same time, it would be fine. But if I already have people I trust and like people I can like talk with and everything, why would I move? You know,
yeah.
It's much easier to just keep them.
What about you?
I don't know, because right now, my mom has been talking about moving, just leaving, and seeing if she can get her visa to come back. So right now, it's like it's a possibility that she may be moving, and I've been like, okay, you know, like if God allows it to, then it's gonna be, I'm gonna have to be okay with it at the end of the day, but it would be like.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah. No more home-cooked meals.
Yeah. But, well, it's not only that. Yeah. I mean, if we talk about that change with what's going on in our world here in the United States with our people, there's so much change going on, and I'm not okay with it, and I verbalize it clearly. But just think about that, like, all those people that are being, like, everything. That's, like, uncertainty and, like, that comfort. And, like, what do you do to comfort those people, you know? It's a toughie.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not – giving that comfort for change is not easy.
No.
Is it worth it? Most of the time, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It can lead to, like, great things that are way better than what you're actually doing right now. But it's not easy whatsoever. No. In the Bible, specifically in Matthew 8, 28 to the verse 24, ESV. ESV. It talks about the story about, I'll just read it for y'all.
Yeah.
It's a long one, but I'll narrow it down for y'all. It says, and when he came out to the other side, to the country of, I don't know how to say that, Gadarenes? I don't know.
Put it on the screen.
Pink. Nope.
There you go.
Two demon-possessed men met him, talking about Jesus. And coming out of the tombs, so fierce that no one could pass that way. And behold, they cried out, what have you to do with us, O Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time? Now a herd of many pigs was feeding at some distance from them. And the demons begged them, saying, if you cast us out, send us away into the herd of pigs. And he said to them, go. So they came out and went to the pigs, and behold, the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the waters. And the herdsmen fled, and going into the city, they told everything, especially what they had happened to them. especially what had happened to the demon-possessed men. And behold, all the city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their region. All right.
Crazy.
To wrap it down, the demons recognized Jesus, who he was, his power, and they begged him to be sent into the pigs. Jesus said, one word only, go. And they did. The spirits went, the demons went into the pigs, and then they ran off the cliff and down into the water and drowned. And then the people that were now finally no more demons in them, they went to the city, told everybody what happened. Everybody came back out and said,
you need to leave.
Yeah. They said, Jesus, you got to go.
You need to leave. It's crazy.
Would you say that to Jesus?
No, I'd be like, how the heck did you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Come over here. Come over here. I need you.
Exactly. But it's crazy. When I read this, I was like, you said that to the Lord. What? It's crazy. Yeah. But you got to see it from their point of view. Mm-hmm. First off, pigs, that's currency there. They normally race pigs. They either eat them or sell them.
That's bacon.
That's money right there. Mm-hmm. So, what's it called? Yeah, they lost that. So there's that change. But there's the change of like the demons finally like leaving, because people couldn't go that way. Because the two people with the demons, they literally would keep people out. It said right here, what's it?
Yeah, they wouldn't let them pass. It was like, you know, like in Alice in the Wonderland, or which one? The Wizard of Oz. It was one of those shows that I haven't watched in a while. They have like people that are in the gate, and they won't let you pass unless you do this.
Yeah, it says coming out of the tomb so fierce that no one could pass that way. Mm-hmm. So it was literally affecting everybody there.
It was like attacks.
So Jesus got rid of the demons, and so that was the change. And then now people didn't like it. Why? Because it affected them. They didn't like the change of everything that happened. It didn't make them. They lost their comfort. Yeah. So, yeah, you can see how we say like, oh yeah, it's hard, you know, to like make those big changes that affect us and everything, but they help us because getting rid of demons, I'm pretty sure that helps you.
Yeah.
So
help the guys.
Yeah, and everybody. Yeah, because now they can finally go through that way. They're not being attacked.
Unless it was like a tourist attraction. Like over there is the demons.
Imagine if they did. And like
nowadays,
the people
that would have been a thing.
Over there, look, like the Shrek movie. Over there, there's the ogre.
Yeah.
But also, it's but also think about it. People did not get happy for those two demon possessed men. Yeah. Like they had been like tied down by those demons, and they didn't even get happy for them. Like, that's just crazy for me.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because, okay, so Jesus did that. That person lost money. The pigs killed themselves because of demons and everything. So imagine you see that, because humans, we're
selfish.
We think about ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is just us, a good amount of money because a good amount of pigs. What's going to happen if he stays here? Are we going to start losing stuff?
Oh, wait.
Are we going to start losing money? Are we going to, like, you know?
Yeah. Like, how is this going to affect my business?
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's sad.
People, like, imagine two people that got demons. They got their issues fixed. There's people, like, they do stuff that's not, like, right. They shouldn't be doing everything. Maybe they thought, Jesus is going to fix this. He's going to get rid of this. I'm going to lose my business. I'm going to lose money. I'm going to lose the thing that I like.
Like, imagine if you have, like, how do you say vicio? Like an addiction. Or something. And you're like, whoa, he's changing people? What if he takes this away from me? Like, I'm no longer going to be enjoying what I enjoy, which is, I mean, humans enjoy bad things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, is he coming to change all of this?
Like, you see someone talk about Jesus, like, no, like, I used to be an addict, and now I'm not. And people in that story were closed off. They were not thinking the bigger picture of what Jesus could do for them. They were just thinking about their earthly things at the moment.
Yeah.
Instead of, like,
they were in the now.
Instead of being open-minded. They were more closed off mm-hmm. and rejected mm-hmm. them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's sad.
Yeah, it is.
So we got to ask ourselves, like, why do we often, like, resist change? And, like, even though we know it's, like, for the better.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Are we willing to, like, make that sacrifice of not being comfortable right now? Mm-hmm. I feel like I've said this before. But not being comfortable right now, but being, like, way better off, like, later?
No.
Yeah, and you can also see it in the church. Mm-hmm. There are things that people in the church need to change, mm-hmm. like habits that we have that we need to change. Are we willing to change that, or is that going to make us too uncomfortable? Like, is that too much work for us to change? Because people not changing in the church can affect people that haven't even come to the church yet.
Yeah.
If we don't change our hearts that are so selfish and sometimes not so loving... Yeah. If we don't change that, then we're basically scaring those people that haven't even heard of Jesus yet. We are not even letting them in.
Yeah.
So it's like, are we even willing to do that in our own churches? Like, no church is perfect.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like people forget that the church is not filled of perfect people.
Mm-hmm.
The church is filled of broken people, people that have issues, people that sin.
Yeah.
But we're there trying to get better and following God to learn how to get better.
Yeah.
So people, I know a good amount of people that think, oh yeah, I gotta change this before I go to church.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you gotta go to church so you can learn how to be better.
Like, think of this. Jesus came to the demon-possessed men.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come until they were already fine.
Jesus is not looking to save people already saved.
Yeah.
Jesus is looking for the people that need to be saved.
Jesus is looking for the people that want to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Like those two men that were saved, like they literally saw the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
They went and, like, I bet they ran.
They told everyone.
They went and told everyone.
Yeah.
And it was not celebrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little crazy. I would be happy. Like, I don't got demons in me no more. And then it was like,
they're pretty scared.
I would think, like, they're like, oh, happy. And then they're like,
they're just kind of scared.
Hey, yo.
They're kind of scared.
Yeah. Or, like, imagine nowadays there's a person that you know that goes to the bars every night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see them at church. And instead of being like, I am so happy you came to church, imagine if we just go, oh, you know where that person was last Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, did you see what they posted?
Yeah.
Do you know who they hang out with? We do that now instead of celebrating. That's a step.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's a process. Coming to Jesus is a process.
Mm-hmm.
That person is just coming to the church first, and maybe the Holy Spirit will touch them there. Or maybe it's just a planted seed, and then they come next time, and then it's more and more and more, and they grow. But we, as Christians, can also hurt those that haven't even been saved yet.
Mm-hmm. Imagine you go to church trying to get better, trying to get closer to God. You're like, I want to change. And then you're hit with somebody that thinks they're better than you.
Yes.
And it's like, that ruins everything. It's like, okay, I'm not going.
Yeah, because if this person says that they follow Jesus and they treated me like that, what makes me different from them?
Yeah,
like, exactly. I'm better off.
Yeah.
Or maybe pressure too. Like, for example, the people here were maybe like, oh, like, maybe Jesus is gonna pressure us into, who knows, maybe following him or... Maybe, like Jose said, risking something.
Mm-hmm.
People maybe in the church, like, oh, no, like, oh, yeah, that church, no, they'll pressure you or something. Like,
yeah.
So it's, yeah, obviously it's super important on how we act and how we represent the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And how we react to the change, too.
Mm-hmm.
We have to welcome change if it's for the better. Yeah. If we know that there's change that will affect us, it will affect somebody, it will affect the church, obviously we're not going to welcome that. Everything needs to be biblical.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stick with what the Bible says.
Yeah.
But we cannot just start adding things to the Bible, adding rules to what it means to be a Christian, because we're no better than the Pharisees then.
Yeah.
So it's like, what change are we willing to have? Are we willing to accept people that are different than us?
Yeah.
People that have different backgrounds than us?
Yeah.
People that are struggling with different things than we are?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
Like, we have to accept Jesus. Jesus went to what? Rameras. What do you call that? Prostitutes?
Yeah.
Jesus went to paralytics. Mm-hmm. Jesus went to lepers. Yeah. Jesus went to women. Yeah. Jesus went to fishermen.
Yeah. And he showed up, talked to them. He didn't pressure them or anything. And those who didn't, who like completely, fully rejected him, he didn't try to argue with them.
Yeah.
He showed like real love.
Yeah.
What's that love called in the Bible?
Unconditional love. Yeah. Agape.
Mm. Yeah.
And think about the groups that we have now. Yeah. What are those groups out there that need to receive that love that Jesus gives?
Are we willing to give to show them the true love of Jesus?
The homeless, LGBTQ community, mm-hmm. women, people like widows, like
addicts
or like what are the parents that it's only one?
Single parents.
There you go. Yeah. Single parents, single moms.
Are we willing to give up that comfort that we have, you know? Like, are we just going to look away?
Yeah. Are we too worried about what people are going to say if we help somebody that's in need?
Yeah.
Because if that's what we're worried about, I'm sorry, that's not what Christ wants. So it makes me question what type of relationship you have with Christ. Mm-hmm. Because that's the people that he went for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the people that need him. And we need him too.
Yeah.
Like, what if my parents said, no, Fernanda is too stubborn, that she doesn't want to, we don't have to share the gospel with her or share how much God loves her because she's too stubborn, she won't ever change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, I had, compared to other people, I had an easy coming to Christ. But there's people out there that don't have it like that. They're struggling real bad.
Yeah.
Like, are we doing our role? Or are we just being complacent? Just going every Sunday, every Wednesday. We go every Friday to church. And that's okay. That's enough.
Like,
we can be doing missionary work mm-hmm. everywhere we go. Or are we just leaving it for those people that go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I said that's good. Yeah.
It's crazy how this little portion of the Bible has led to such a important like conversation that we just had.
Yeah,
it's you can see that God is working. You know,
yeah.
If we let Him, if we allow Him to do it,
if we want to accept that change,
mm-hmm.
because we will be uncomfortable going to those groups of people.
Mm-hmm. Just gotta let God do His
and be patient,
work.
Depending on the type of group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And be loving.
Because mm-hmm.
we're no better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jose.
Yeah. Well.
It's good.
All right. ADAW Podcast. YouTube, Instagram, TikTok.
And on YouTube, Madeline brought up something interesting.
Capital ADAW?
Yeah.
All right. Capital ADAW Podcast. On YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And then, also, you can find us on LifeWord on Facebook. And if you want to learn more about what we just talked and more and grow your faith in God and everything, you can look up lifeword.org/follow.
No. follow.lifeword.org. And if you want to do it in Spanish, you can go to follow.lifeword.org/Spanish.
I was close enough.
You were. Brother Rusty will put it there. Just follow the instructions on the screen.
Just ignore us, really. They didn't pay attention to us. What am I doing?
Well, thank you guys so much, and we will see you next week. Bye.